Misadventurers, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. We return from our mid-season break with a special episode that took a glimpse into the Shadowfell moments after Rose Lau stepped through the Planar Gate at the end of Season 2. We're picking back up with the rest of the Dames, but before we jump back in, we have a special announcement. Conventions may not be happening in person, but that's not stopping us from having live shows. That's right, the Dames are headed to Gen Con Online. We'll be adventuring in the setting of Emerald Forest Adventure Con with everyone's favorite disaster Aarakocra, Urk. Check us out on Sunday, August 1st at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. There are still tickets available for this family-friendly show, and one ticket gets your entire household entry. Visit gencon.com/events/187442. Okay, let's start by going around the table and seeing who's playing.
Hi, my name is Jen Fawn. I am a narrative designer at Very Very Spaceship and for DM's Guild and other role-playing games. You can see all my adventures and comics that I draw at hauntedvaultstudios.com, online at the Genya. But today, I will be playing Riot Boneserker, Red Winged Tiefling Ranger, sister of Karen, looking for Emre and Fatima, and so ready to kick her sister's butt for reasons that everyone should remember because it was the cliffhanger. Yes, on a mighty quest to return to her home in Daggerford and hopefully find clues or her actual other missing siblings.
Hi, I'm Jessica Ross. I'm a writer and editor. You can find all my stuff on my website, writejust.com, and on Twitter, at writejustr. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing Lariya, an Earth Genasi druid, also she, her, who's, I think her entire purpose at this point is just to tell everyone else that they're wrong.
A quest is a quest, you know what I mean?
You like, are really, right,
like
Jess.
All Lariya's been doing lately is just being like, we gotta think through this better.
And I am Brittany Leonigay. By day, I am a product manager at Facebook for Facebook Gaming. On the show, I play some NPCs. Right now, I'm playing Karen Boneserker, who is Riot's sister. She is a wood elf Lothari barbarian, and she is that's all I'll say. My pronouns are she, her. Karen's pronouns are she, her as well.
See, this is why I hate going first, because I always forget something. Sorry, Kat. My pronouns are also just she, her.
Sorry, and Jess should always go first because she always remembers all remember things, and I don't know why we don't just do that.
Yeah, we just you should have just said, don't forget, you're wrong, you forgot. Jen's pronouns are she, her, and Riot's pronouns are she, her. Thank you.
And I'm Kat Kruger, the Dungeon Master here at D20 Dames. My pronouns are she, her, and you can find me online at Kat Kruger or Steampunk Unicorn Studio, where I write for gaming and entertainment clients. All right, so we begin with a recap. So in the last episode, the Dames made it to the Tower of the Mage Zerker. It's a place that Riot and Karen once called home. The group peacefully negotiated crossing the lands of an Orog tribe, and their goal was in sight. But then Karen skipped out in the middle of the night, and Riot, who had thought of doing the same, managed to track her sister down. We pick up with Riot spotting Karen behind a thicket, and Karen is visibly upset at the sight before them. The top of the tower is in ruins, and Riot, what do you do when you see all of this?
Riot's taking in the ruins, and has just had her last memory come back to her of being in the tower when her sister was, Karen was trying to stop what was happening with the amulet and Emre and their wizened mage Zerker dad. And she runs over just to check and make sure Karen's okay. She's like putting her hands on her shoulder, flipping her. Look, Karen, look at me. Are you okay, Karen? That was my idea, first of all. You took it from me. I was going to leave. You, while you were asleep, or meditating.
Okay, how valiant of you. What a weird thing to say. I didn't run away. Just trying to, you know, do a little scouting. Maybe take care of this. I don't know. She's like holding her hands to her head.
Take care of what? Like, were you going to, like, do you have a special, like, Swiffer spell I don't know about that just, like, cleans up whatever happened here?
Gestures. Swiffer. That's so weird.
Yeah, you don't remember Swiffer from Halfway? He worked for Lita.
Oh, old Swiffer.
Sorry. Yeah, he, like, cleaned up after, you know, like, used, like, a lemony-scented cleaner.
Yeah, what a nice gnome. What a great guy. All right, well... Sorry, I'm so sorry I forgot about Swiffer.
have I been to Halfway? Wait a second.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Karen is basically like deep breathing and kind of just staring off at the tower, and she'll say to Riot,
You know I'm scared. Obviously,
I mean, of course you are. You're one of the smartest people I know. You know, not being scared would be foolhardy. But do you remember, like, what was that? What was that amulet?
I don't know, Riot. Here's the thing, though. I think that I'm scared mostly because I don't know what's in that tower, and you don't know the whole truth.
Oh, cool. Cool secrets. You gonna...
No.
Did you need an invitation? No. Oh, wait. We should wait for Lariah so you don't have to tell it twice.
Well, Lariah, I was going to ask Lariah, what are you doing at this point? Because you had followed Riot. Riot had done the tracking, but you'd all gotten up at the same time.
Yeah, Lariah's been here the whole time just listening and, like, staring back and forth between the sisters with her arms crossed, just observing, thinking about the things that are being said here. Not making any discernible expressions, just thinking.
So that makes Karen even more nervous because she wants to tell Riot, but she's probably scared of Lariah's judgment.
Riot gestures at Lariah. See, she's got her happy face on. Like, just tell us. We're all happy to be here.
Okay, well, that is her happy face. You're not wrong.
It's probably the happiest you've ever seen her look, all things considered.
I mean, I assume Lorelai's character, like, sheet of emotions is all the same face, you know, like, happy, sad, hungry.
Yeah, it is just, like, straight mouth line, like, no expression, like, eyebrows just perfectly level, no movement of the face whatsoever. It all just looks like this.
Okay, well... I have to tell you something, but Lariah, promise you'll keep that face. And Lariah, promise you won't hate me. So, you know, the tower, you know, and it exploded. Remember that? Yeah.
And she's like pointing towards the ruins, like
that over there. You know how you flew, you know, away from the tower, and I kind of did too, but I didn't
fly. I think I got thrown. Like, it was very violent. I just woke up in the middle of, like, snowy banks. Did you wake up in, like, a hotel or tavern bed, like, real comfy?
I actually didn't wake up at all.
What?
I I died that day. Surprise! I'm dead. Oh God. Okay.
Wait, what? Wright's putting her hand like just like smacks Karen right in the face, trying to put it through her head.
Oh, ow, okay.
Or what happens? I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That hurts. Well, thanks.
Oh, so, but you, so you're dead, but you have feelings.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm a ghost. You know, like when you die and then you go off to another plane or something, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're just still here. Yep. Yep, that's me. Yeah.
What? I mean, we can fix this. We know one really terrible necromancer. I mean, nice, great skills, terrible person. Like, we can write this. Or we just probably need, like, your bones, right? Kind of stumbles over. Or whatever's in there.
Okay, wait, I mean...
We can do it, please.
Well, Karen? Okay, so writing wrongs. There's too many to write, is I guess what I'm saying. It's not just that I'm dead. Like, you know, you just smacked me, right? That was a body. And,
Is this someone else's body? Like, please Whoa. Explain it to me like
ding,
I'm a
ding,
baby.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow, you won. You got it, right? Oh, gosh. Should I start at the beginning, or it's kind of a long story?
I mean, that would be very useful, yes.
Oh, right, you're still here.
Karen pulls out of her pack a crumpled up flyer that should be, you should recognize it. And she hands it back to Riot.
So this is the body that you're looking at. It's this.
Right. Are you going to uncrumple the paper?
Yeah, uncrumple it. Is this, there's two different, this could either be the receipt from Serena's bookshop or that contract, right?
Neither of those things.
Oh, no, there's good. There's a flyer that Karen got and none of us like were able to discern what was on it. And she's been hiding it this whole time.
That's right. The missing person.
The missing person flyer.
Yes,
is the
from
one,
halfway. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Riot had it originally and Karen
That's right.
Grabbed it from her.
Yeah, it's been there since before Karen showed up.
All right.
So what's on it?
Does it show a picture of like some not Karen?
Riot, you actually remember seeing it in Phandalin. Mm-hmm. It was on the board, and Master Amaro, I think, was interrupted you when you were looking. So the flyer states, "The Hallow Champions seek our missing companion, Andraste Rothanel, last seen near Wave Echo Cave. Though we dispatched the Angry Eye God that had so plagued the region, our paladin disappeared without a trace shortly thereafter." Then you see a portrait of a wood elf paladin in her 30s. "We offer a handsome reward of 300 gold pieces for her safe return. You may find us at Trollclaw Ford, where our next adventure lies."
So you're possessing Androstene?
Yep. That's a fun story too, actually. She's super nice. She is like pretty like cool and...
So Karen, you've been wandering the Sword Coast for weeks now, hearing reports of monstrous activity near Phandalin in the wake of Volo and the publication of his monsters guide. You have made your way up north in search of your sister Riot. You now know she's here. You happened upon her adventuring party from a distance and watched as they entered and left a hag hut. That's where you made a deal. A deal to regain your corporeal form, but it comes at a price. First, though, you need to find a body to possess. And so you head to Wave Echo Cave, where there are reports of a goblin tribe worshipping an angry eye god. Meanwhile, the Hallow Champions, an adventuring party, have just defeated what was known by a goblin tribe as the Angry Eye God. It turned out to be a mind flayer. All but one of the goblins were killed in the fray, though. And here is where your paths cross. So, Karen, you enter Wave Echo Cave, and there is a dim flicker of light that can be seen from the cave opening ahead of you. The passage leads into another small cavern with a circular stone door at the opposite end. A set of four striated lines, each breaking at different intervals, are carved along the center of the door. In the center of the chamber, a makeshift bed of blankets sits next to a small campfire. And here is where you see a wood elf. Serena, would you like to describe what Andraste Rothano looks like?
Sure. Andraste, she is wearing sort of like battle-worn armor. You can tell that her metal plate is worn and has like rusted edges. Her hair is short and wavy, kind of flopped over to the side. She looks a little, I want to say dirty, but it's dirty and tired. But like you can tell that under all of the gook and the dirt and all of that, she has this glow about her, and she has freckles.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Karen, you, I guess, float into this area. And can you describe what you look like at this point, before you have a form?
Yeah, Karen, you know, like a bed sheet. It's like the, no. It's floral bed sheet. yeah, Karen would be kind of, I guess, wearing what she was wearing at the time of the tower explosion, which is, you know, like a very basic kind of tunic that it's like adorned with a bunch of little bones and things that would normally probably clatter around, except in her ghostly form, maybe not so much. She's probably looking like a foggier version of herself. But she is also a wood elf, but also a Lothari. She's in her kind of wood elf form. She's not in her wolfy form, but she has like streaks of, she's very kind of chaotic curly hair, streaks of gray through her hair. And she always has, it's funny that that Andraste is dirty and tired, because that is also what Karen looks like. Maybe the tired is the ghost part of her, but the dirty is always kind of there. She's a dirty elf. Always in the muck, in the mire. If you, yeah.
All right, so. Karen, you come into this area and you see this wood elf. She is hunkered down, and it looks like she is tending to a wounded goblin.
Yeah, Andraste has the goblin kind of wrapped up in like a blanket, trying to keep them warm, and is it looks like they're cooking something on the fire, something like in a pot, so soupish.
Karen will, still getting used to her ghostliness, maybe too quickly rush into the scene and kind of stop right at the pot and go,
oh, what's cooking? Smells. I can't really smell, but smells like something.
You be gone, Reaper. You will not take this soul today. And, panicked, Andraste kind of puts up her shield so she doesn't go straight to, like, her sword to fight. She is more of just, like, be gone by showing her, like, holy symbol upon her shield.
Whoa. Okay, so, sorry. Yeah, I'm scary right now. I keep forgetting. I'm so sorry. Hi, I'm Karen. What's your name?
My name is Andraste. What are you?
Oh, such an interesting, complicated question. People keep asking me this. I'm a ghost. Wasn't a ghost a couple weeks ago, but I'm a ghost now for sure. Yeah, it's weird. I know. It's not the best. I can see cool other ghosts in the ethereal plane. That's pretty cool. But...
Are there other ghosts in this room with us now?
Oh, yeah.
Karen starts just kind of pointing in various directions in the cave.
Yeah, they're honestly, they're everywhere. But they're on the ethereal plane. You couldn't, they're fine. They're just kind of like, they're going, ooh, you know, a lot of groaning, moaning. It's not nearly as exciting as me. I think they've been maybe around a long time. I'm kind of new to this ghost thing, so I still kind of have an energy about me, maybe. I don't know.
Cool. Okay, ghost. Karen, yes. Awesome. Do you have unfinished business, perhaps? Or are you now claiming this cave as a place of haunting?
I do like a, like, kind of dank, damp place. That's a good guess, but no, not really wanting to stay here much longer. Unfinished business, yeah, maybe. A terrible thing happened to me and my family, and I kind of want to make some things right, so maybe that's unfinished business. Maybe that's why I'm here. Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah. This is kind of fate, though, because, you know, I was looking for someone nice to help me out, and you seem... really nice. And also, you're a wood elf. That's cool. I'm a wood elf. Or I was. What a coincidence.
Yup. It is a coincidence. I'm sorry. I'm being super weird right now. You're the first ghost I've ever met in my entire life, and I would like to help you. I am helping my fallen friend here. I'm hoping that he doesn't join you in being a ghost.
He's not looking so great. I kind of see his soul pulling. Oh God, it's terrible. You don't want to know what I'm looking at right now. It's not great. What happened to him?
Well, there was this. Have you heard of the Angry God?
Oh, the Angry. I just met some people. Were telling me about something like that, yeah.
Well, we just finished fighting him, and, well, all of his friends are. And Andraste leans in to Karen and whispers, dead? But he is not, and my party went to go investigate more things in the cave, but I couldn't leave him. Even if he is dying... I wouldn't want to have him die alone, so I'm taking care of him and hoping that he recovers, but it's not looking great, so I just don't want him to be alone.
When Karen hears Andraste say, like, other members of her party, she kind of starts to look a little flighty.
Maybe make a performance check against Andraste's perception check.
I got a 5.
Cool. I got a 14.
All right, so Andraste, you immediately see that when you mentioned the adventuring party that you're a part of, Karen got really antsy.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. You're here with other people. That's cool. You got friends. I used to have friends. My siblings, they were great. So are they coming back, or, like, what's the deal with that?
They'll come back. To be honest with you, you're giving off some, like, strange vibes right now. like, you're giving off, like, you'd like me to be alone so you can, like, talk to me vibes, and I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I'm new to this whole ghost thing, and people totally don't really like the ghost thing, and so it's just easier if we can just chat one-on-one, or, you know, one-on-two, although Mr. Goblin's not really participating in this particular conversation, so I'm just, you know, feel more comfortable if it's just you and me, and we're kind of just working things out. That's all. Nothing to be weirded out about, probably.
The goblin, for a moment, he sort of coughs and sputters a little bit, and Andraste, you were able to, before he passed out, you were able to establish that you were helping him, mm-hmm. But he looks up at you, and you see that he recognizes that there's kindness here, but then he looks over and sees the ghost and kind of sputters up more and is breathing really heavily and choking, and you feel his hand reach over and touch you, mm-hmm. and there's a magical energy that courses through you, and you now have protection from evil and good before he passes out again.
Oh no, that's sad. So upon feeling the course of protection and seeing his like labored breathing, Andraste looks at Karen and says, okay, how can I know I can trust you? I mean, I've heard stories of many supernatural things, and including ghosts, and they vary in how helpful or hurtful they are. So how do I know that the unfinished business you have is of good intention?
Wow. These are really good questions. I don't know what I can say to make you feel any better about me being a ghost. Like, I'm not loving that fact either. do you have any siblings, perchance?
Yes, I have a sister.
Oh.
Karen is like, literally looks very, very relieved at that fact.
I have a sister too. I have two sisters, actually, which is like double trouble. You know what I mean? And I have a brother, and I am trying to help them. I'm trying to find a couple of them, but I found one of my sisters. She's alive. She's alive, and I think she's trying to look for us too. And I need to help her, but I can't help her like this. You know? Okay, so let's go back maybe 10 minutes. Remember when I came in here and you freaked out and, you know, you put your shield up and you were like, hey, get out of here, you ghostly creature. You know that reaction?
Yes.
I don't want her to have that reaction when she sees me. So I need to be whole again so I can help her. Does that make sense?
So, yes, that does make sense. I have two questions. First question. Usually, or oftentimes when people die, they don't have the luxury of helping their loved ones or anyone else for that matter. They move on, right? You are stuck here. And I'm not sure if you being stuck here is within the correct laws of nature, if that makes sense. So there's that. My other question, how does one so transparent become whole again? I feel like I'm missing a part, a detail.
That's the more interesting question. And I don't know that you're going to like the answer, honestly. So when I said I needed your help, you know, sometimes that means like, hey, can I have some bread or some money?
Do you need money? I can give you money, Ghost. Oh,
I'm going to need a little bit more than money. And let me say, this wasn't my idea. I was looking for solutions, and I came across some people that gave me a way out of this. And this was kind of their idea. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. It's just the best I can do. You seem to know a lot about ghosts. You know about their unfinished business and their good nature, maybe, or their bad nature. So you've also probably heard about possession. Possession.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Possession.
Possession. Yes, I know. I've not. So when you say possession, are you inferring you need a body to possess?
Yes. Preferably a living, breathing, willing body. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting. I'm going to level with you. I wasn't expecting this ever. I would like not to be possessed, if I'm going to be really honest here.
I get it.
Right. I like having control of my own body and stuff, but you seem to need help. So, what if you told me a little more about what you're doing, and maybe we can find someone else that you can possess together?
Okay, interesting. I'm gonna tell you right now, not really good at plans, but as far as I can see, I would love to possess someone. Again, new idea, not mine, but I think it's actually pretty good. I'll get my body back. Kind of. Partially. I'll get your body back. A body. And then I will use this amulet, and Karen, seemingly out of nowhere, pulls out a real life amulet that you didn't see before. Maybe she was hiding it in the, like, you know, ethereal plane. So she keeps all of her, like, worldly possessions. First of all, it's beautiful. I know. You don't have to tell me that. But wow. This is my friends gave this to me, and my new friends. And I can actually change the possessed body into myself, what I used to look like. And so my plan, possess a body, change into my old self.
Okay.
Go track down my sister. She's really close. I saw her. I couldn't really say hi because I didn't want the whole ghosty thing. Anyways, I have to do that kind of soon because I'm not sure how far she's going to go. And I'm going to meet up with her, and I'm going to finish my business.
But what
is the plan?
I would love to know what that business is, especially if you want to possess my body, which, again, it's not quite on the table. Just throw that out there. I'm not 100% on board with this.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. To be clear, I love that idea that I can imagine this this week-long excursion where you and I set out with our goblin friend and we look for another willing body. That sounds fun. That sounds really cool. So we'll get back to that part. But the thing about unfinished business is I don't know if it's my business. I just know that when I died and then I got up, except it was just my ghost soul that got up, I felt this need, this like really undying need to help my sister Riot, and bring her back to where this whole terrible situation happened. She needs to find something there. She needs to go back there and learn about herself. It was never something I thought I wanted to do. It's just something I feel like I have to do. Does that make sense?
Andraste is sort of, as Karen was speaking, lost in thought and thinking of her own sister and thinking about how they had had a falling out, you know, several years ago and haven't spoken in a long time. Andraste says, yeah, that does make sense. Interesting. Okay, so if hypothetically, in a hypothetical scenario where this is fine, what are the parameters of this quote-unquote possession? Like, what are the ground rules? What should I expect? Is it a leasing situation? Is it a permanent situation? Like, I need to know what we're walking into.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Like a contract almost. Okay. I would possess your body.
Hypothetically.
And then, hypothetically, yeah. And then I think hypothetically we both of our souls are kind of in your body, but I would be able to kind of control your body, and then I would use the amulet, and I would shift into what I looked like, so then you wouldn't really look like you anymore, and then we'd go find my sister. Oh, here's the other thing. She was with two other people. I didn't know them. We'd have to figure that out too, but ideally, when she sees me, she's gonna just light up and say, yes, Karen, let's go do whatever it is that you want, and we'll go, and this will be, you know, taken care of in like a week, tops. We just have to get to Daggerford. It's really not that big of a deal. Once we get there, she'll do her thing, my unfinished business will be complete, I will leave your body, the amulet will probably wear off or something. I didn't really get the details of that part, but and then you'll have control of yourself again, and then yeah, that's it.
Okay, so you would need basically a vessel, right, of a body for about a week time to go give a message to your sister, and once that message is received, you shall cross over back into the ethereal plane? Is that what you're...
Yeah, yep. I mean, and that part is kind of... that kind of sucks for me, because I'd be dead.
Well, I mean, technically you're already dead. You're dead right now.
Yeah, but I'd be dead. You know, like the kind that doesn't come back and talk to people and, like, make deals? You know, that kind. That really is going to be sad. But, again, this is about my sister. This is about my family. As long as they're okay, I will be fine to go off into the ethereal plane forever, I guess. That sounds terrible, but yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. And your body will be in Daggerford. Sorry about that. You're gonna have to, you know, meet up with your, you know, party or whatever.
Right. Yes. Well, I can always leave a note. But if you promise it's only going to be a week, I think that I could help you. I know what it's like to, for family is important. And I think that I had forgotten that for myself for a long time, but you seem to, have an amazing relationship with your sister that you should help her if she needs help. And I would like to help you on that afterlife journey. But you can't have my body forever. And I need definitive proof or a promise or a contract that you're not going to trick me.
Oh no, I I give you my word. I promise this is not forever. This is just until we get Riot back to Daggerford. That is it. I promise.
All right, Karen. I will, and Andraste draw, like, from her satchel, gets out some paper and writes, my name is Andraste. I live in this body. If you find this body dead, I have been possessed. folds it, puts it in, folds that, and then creates a separate contract that says, like, I blank vow to give back blank Andraste's body in a week. Right? That's what you're saying, in a week.
That part might be hard, but yes, that is what I'm saying technically.
Great. Yep. And so that's what it says. So she has the contract and the note, and she says, okay, this document here is a contract. Signing it, you agree to me to give my body back in a week. When I come to, I can, you know, find my friends from Daggerford and all of that. This right here is in case you die or kill me, so that my crew can enact their revenge on you however they see fit.
Whoa, oh, okay. I mean, love this official stuff. This is great. Really impressed you had paper. Yeah. Wow. Truly amazing. Can I just do some redlining here on this first contract? Because the weak thing's kind of freaking me out. Just, you don't know my sister, but she is... She's a hopeless romantic, you know? She just wants to help everyone out there. Kind of like you a little bit. So a week is what I'm hoping for. It's really, it's the amount of time it'll really take if you just put your head down and kind of barrel on through to Daggerford. But I'm just to be safe, can we just maybe change this to, that I'll give your body up once the unfinished business is done?
Well, see, that's vague, right? Like, what if I die of old age before your unfinished business is done?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. It is super vague.
What if you have to do something righteous for me? Every 2 weeks you have my body. Whether it be helping somebody in distress, whether it be saving someone, whether it be donating to and or helping others who might be in need. What if you did that?
Wow. I kind of wish we could. Okay. You know, we didn't really get into my whole history, but, doing good deeds isn't really in my bones.
Well, you'll have my bones, won't you?
Okay, touche. maybe some of your goodness will rub off on me or something, but I think that's a fair trade either way. I think I can agree to that.
All right. So, Karen, are you going to sign the contract?
Oh, you know Karen's going to sign this contract. Absolutely.
All right. So you'll sign the contract. Andraste, you can take it back. And Andraste, is there anything you want to do before Karen takes over your body?
Yes. I would... So the goblin, which did I ever get his name? Or he was downed before I could have done that, right?
Yeah, he also speaks goblin only. So the communication that you did, the brief communication that you did try to have with him, it didn't go very far.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I kind of, by his pillow or by where he's sleeping, I set down my healer's kit. And I leave a note for my team that I'm on. Something came up. It's cryptic, vague, I have to go type of note. Yeah, I think that should do it. Note, healing kit. Okay. I think I'm ready to be possessed.
Okay. Again, I've never done this before, so sorry. This might, I don't know. I don't know. This might go terribly. But if you're ready, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, Karen, it's almost like in a superhero movie when the hero thinks they can fly, but they're not sure yet. So they're like, can I do this? Is this allowed? I don't know. Do I just jump? What do I do? She has been playing around with like moving through like walls and things. So she's going to just basically very, very carefully just move through Andraste, but kind of stay in and then just, you know, think about becoming one with her.
So you take possession of her body, and she is essentially incapacitated and loses control of her body. However, Andraste never loses her awareness. So you two are combined. Karen, do you put the amulet on now?
Yes. Karen picks up the amulet, which she had maybe previously just dropped on the cave floor. And now she's like kind of feeling the weight of herself because she's actually on the ground now in this new body. And she goes to put it on, and right before she puts it on, she actually stops and says, oh my gosh, I don't even know what voice this would be in, but it, maybe even just in her head, she's trying to communicate with Andraste and just say, I'm so rude, but I forgot to say, like, thank you. Thank you for this. This is...
Oh.
thank you for letting me... I just... Thank you.
You're welcome. And may we help your sister together, okay?
You're gonna love her. She's great. She's really, really great. Actually, you're gonna love... Oh my gosh, you're gonna love all my siblings. I can't wait for you to meet them, really. And Karen puts on the amulet and does whatever that hags might have told her to do to activate it, and changes into her her old form.
And do you leave the cave then?
Yeah, she maybe will check on the goblin one last time just to make sure that he's all good, and then we'll kind of look in both directions outside of the cave, kind of keeping an eye out for Andraste's party, and then head in the direction that she thinks Riot is going.
All right. So you check on the goblin. It seems like he's stabilized and breathing. And you depart the cave. And a little while later, the goblin, who will later be known to Carp and the rest of the adventuring party as Boo, wakes up and he sees the healing kit, which he stuffs into his satchel, and the flames of the soup have sort of died down. And he takes the piece of paper that Andraste had left for her party and puts it in the fire in hopes that it stokes the fire. Oh. Drinks a little bit of soup, and then wanders into town, into Phandalin.
There's one more part of this, and man, I'm really sorry Rose isn't here to hear this part.
Is it worse than this?
Yeah, it's worse. It's worse. So this actually wasn't my idea. You know, I died. It was a ghost. And I was like, I just gotta find Riot. And so I tried to find you. I really did, you know, as a ghost. And I really wish I ran into you as a ghost. Maybe that would have been better. But I didn't run into you first. I ran into some hags.
Oh my gosh.
You know. Yeah, those hags.
The same
those
ones?
You know. Oh yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was on my way to you, ran into them, and you know me, I just like to talk, and I just, you know, kind of told them what was up, and you know, what I was trying to do, and just what was going on, and I was a ghost, and they were like, hey, you know, here's an idea. You could, you know, possess a body, and then you could, like, turn the body to make it look like you, and then you could, you know, help Riot that way. I don't know, it sounded like a pretty sound idea. And now as I mean, I'm saying it back to you.
I get it. We didn't really have, like, a lot of, like, good maternal figures in our life. So, like, yeah, I guess maybe. This group of hags that seemed like they were giving you really good information was... I mean,
honestly, they weren't wrong. Like, I did get to you, and you did... We did help each other, and, you know, you can see me as Karen, and not, like, ghost Karen, but, yeah, I'm basically polymorphing, you know, Andraste's body into my body. Just...
Oh, that's why you can't change into your wolf form, right? You've already...
Whoa, are you, like... Yeah, okay, you're really good at this stuff. I'm pretty sure that's why. I mean, I don't think that my ghost form could do it, so... Yeah,
I'd assumed you'd already polymorphed, so, like, you've spent it. But what? There's gotta be something we can do. I refuse. We have to free, obviously, Andrasthene. Not right today, though. And pay her for her time. We'll be able to figure it out. Oh wait, no, there's worse news. No, wait, tell me that first, Lariah. Do you need a spot of chocolate milk first?
Lariah does not even respond to this question. She's still just watching Karen very closely as she relays her tale.
Yeah, Riot just takes a swig from the carafe and puts it back in the bag. Does not offer it to Karen.
Ah, boo. Yeah, that was the worst part. That was it. The hags, you know, like, making a deal with them.
I mean,
because of the history of, you know, your group with hags. I just thought that would be the worst part for you. What do you think is the worst part of this?
Well, what is the deal? Like, what do you have to give them in return? Just a favor? I mean, just tell us everything now, Karen, and we'll make a list and we just attack them. You know, what can we do in an hour? What can we do in a day? What can we do in a week?
So I think that's the kind of worst part about the deal is, like, at the time it was just, like, open-ended. So they were like, here, take this amulet of polymorph and then do that thing. And in exchange, take this sending stone and we'll let you know when we need to, you know, when we need you to do something for us. So, like, at the time it was like, I got a lot and they didn't get anything. And so they gave me the sending stone, which... I buried? I put it in the ground?
Thank you for the lesson. My name's Bonezerker. I clearly know what to do. Why did you bury it? Were you afraid of us catching on? Because clearly we didn't.
So we were at the monastery... And I was kind of freaking out, and the hags are scary. They're really, really scary. Have I said that before? Hags are bad, and you shouldn't trust them. Okay, well, yeah. I just wanted to cut that part out. You know, just I'd already made that other deal. So you just thought maybe if I just got rid of it, just, you know, simplify the equation a little bit. I don't know.
This all makes sense with the imps now. How nervous you were. Karen.
But we're here. We did it. We did the thing. We're here now. We're outside. We can investigate.
We've got like 400 rooms to clear. What do you mean we're here? We did it.
Okay, you're making it seem like it didn't take us a lot of work and time to get to this point, and that's a little bit offensive to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll celebrate this victory.
So, what's the last part of this?
What do you mean?
What else, Karen?
I'm pretty sure that's it. That was like my whole thing. It's like I kept all of that in. You want more?
Why now? What was it that you thought you could do by coming here before us? Why did you want to come back? What else?
Well, okay. When I died and I ran away from the tower, I heard something near the tower, some movement or something, and I knew something was still going on, and I ran, and I just wanted to get help to figure out what it was. And so now I thought maybe, you know, I'd come over here and just check it out, see if it was just in my head or if there really is something still, you know, moving around in there. Or maybe it's just a completely clear tower. I was just trying to figure that out.
Do y'all want to make a perception check?
Yeah.
Nope, Lariah is too angry to see anything.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Raya got a 16. She's peering. She can see through the tears.
16.
Okay, so Riot and Karen, you do notice that the tiny little window slits that are in the tower, you notice that there is some movement going on the main floor.
Hey, you know, we probably shouldn't just be right out in the open. This is kind of, you know, how sometimes we got, like, the idiots that would camp right here the night before they would attack us.
Yeah, Riot, you, I think your plan from before the break was that you were going to go to the sewage grate, right?
Yeah, I was going to, yeah.
Yeah, so Riot, you do know that because your role at the tower sometimes involved aerial patrol, you know there's a swamp to the north and that the sewage grate is also on the north side of the tower. So you would have to head north to a swamp, awesome. Which isn't very far away.
Yeah, we should head over to, you know, door number one. The grate. You already get disgusting? Or as I like to call it, home.
Lariah?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. I knew I ruined our trust. I knew it. But thanks for sticking with us. I promise that's everything.
Why didn't you say something sooner?
I didn't think we would get this far. I thought you would...
You didn't think we would get this far?
Riot screams, echoing through the meadow.
I was afraid that you wouldn't believe me, or you would think that I was, you know, lying even more. We needed to get here. And that's why I ran off. I was panicking. I didn't know if I could... to tell you or just pretend that nothing was wrong. I just decided to tell you now so we can, you know, be a stronger team together in there, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. It all happened so fast.
I mean, it is better here now than in the middle of combat. Or, I don't know, me finding your half-rotten body. Like, that'd be fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't think that.
Oh my god, that's I did not point. Mean fun.
That's horrifying.
Oh, we really gotta work on our sarcasm.
as you're talking, eventually the ground beneath your feet becomes really thick and sludgy, and you make your way into the swamp area. Right, can you make a history check?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It's a five. I'm not remembering a lot about Swamp Town right here.
No.
As a, we used to call it.
You don't remember anything about this area. Oftentimes, because it's so misty here, mm-hmm. It's hard to see through the mist at times. However, I need you all to make a perception check again.
Twelve for Riot.
11 for Lariah.
21!
I would also like to award Jess with Damespiration for her completely stoic Lariah.
Yes. Yes. So Karen, you notice that there's like some slithering underneath the sludge that's going on right now.
Hey, friends. And she's pointing to the movement. Is it big slithering? Little slithering?
Very big slithering.
Oh.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks for joining us on our misadventures. We'd like to give a special shout out to Serena Marie for joining us as very special guest NPC Andraste Rothenel. Serena, thanks so much for joining us. Can you let our misadventurers know where they can follow you online?
Sure. You can find me online at Twitter at Serena X Marie, or if you like adorable doodles, you can find me on Instagram at Serena is a B.
Thanks again, Serena. If you'd like to get in touch with us or get the latest announcements about our live shows and other news, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
This episode of D20 Dames is brought to you by Norse Foundry. We love Norse Foundry for their tabletop RPG supplies, like dice sets made from metals and semi-precious gemstones, leather and chainmail dice bags, beautiful hex chests, and more. Our listeners can get 15% off their order at Norse Foundry by using code D20Dames, all one word, at checkout. The hardest part now is deciding which amazing Norse Foundry items you'll be checking out with. Head to norsefoundry.com and don't forget to use code D20Dames for 15% off your order.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/D20Dames.